this episode contains a content warning for off-screen violence. Now, it's time to put your headphones on, sit back, and enjoy the divine drama of Season 2, Episode 4, Alec's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Welcome to Echo Box.
Welcome to Echo Box. And, wow. I mean, I know everyone was starving for some news. I know I was. I was almost at the point of searching up some video lessons and learning how to knit. But I didn't know I was going to get this much feedback just for shining a light on Hades' new little songbird. And before you bitch at me, of course they're not going to announce
that.
Oh
my god, Alex!
They're not going to announce that. Fuck me. Fuck me. Can't fucking record. Can't fucking relax. Can't fucking do anything.
Alex? Alex? What are you feeling yourself?
No. Why the fuck would you say that?
I don't know. Why is your door locked?
Maybe I just want a little privacy. Ever think of that? Wait a minute. Is that my dress? Did you raid my closet?
No, it's mine. You were the one who stole it from my closet before you moved to LA. I just took back what was mine.
You are unbelievable.
Whatever, that's not the point. I want to talk to you.
Me?
Yes! Oh my god, I want to talk to my sister for once! You will never guess what just happened.
You met a cute boy at the bar.
Yes, but not what I was talking about. But it is about a boy.
Great. I'm so glad I'm here for this.
Oh, shut up! Get off your high and mighty horse for a second and listen! Look at this!
What are you... Oh, shit.
I know, right? The Apollo Olympus is DMing me on Insta.
Let me see that.
I totally posted that pic of us at Olympus Records and tagged him and, everyone else, and he actually responded asking me how long I'm in town for.
Because he wants to fuck you?
No, because maybe he wants to talk or go get drinks sometime.
Yeah. To fuck you.
I'm not a piece of meat, Alex. Contrary to your belief, I'm a fucking person.
I know that. I'm just trying to prepare you for how these Olympians are. They'll stick their dicks into anything and everything.
And what if I want to sleep with him? It's my fucking choice.
Sure. But sorry if I don't want to see my sister get fucked by every Olympian who DMs her.
You're a bitch, Alex. Look at a fucking mirror. Narcissus fucked you and ghosted you. You should try doing what he did and move the fuck on.
Fuck you, Daphne.
Where are you going?
Work. Someone has to pay for this apartment.
Alex, I'm sorry I said that, but you can't talk to me like that.
Whatever.
Pick up.
Hey, what's up?
Achilles. Thank God. Hi.
What? I can't hear you.
I just said hi.
What? You're breaking up.
Where are you exactly?
Yeah. Fuck off, Hermes. Stop fucking calling me. Please leave a message at the tone.
Of course. Hey, bitch. It's me, Nice censoring machine reply. It's vintage. Like early 2000s middle school bit. I fucking hate it. I'm sorry for doing a voice note again. I'm really alone right now. I mean, I know I have you and Pat, by extension, and Daphne is here. She's here, I guess. My life isn't bad. I have a job people would die and kill for. My podcast is blowing up. But maybe, and don't hold this against me, but maybe it's blowing up in the wrong way. The tags are just mean, I guess. I mean, I'm a mean person. I know that. But I'm also, you know, a person. I wanted to be famous. Like, real famous. Olympus Records famous. I wanted the fans, and the fandom, and the messiness, and the trending tags. But as me, Alex. It was fun at first, with the Olympians freaking out, all the Hannah Montana moments, but maybe I don't want to be Hannah Montana, you know? Maybe I want to be Miley Cyrus. You know that scene in her movie where she takes off her wig on the stage, and then she sings a song? Is she singing The Climb on that? That's not the point. I don't want to be an anonymous echo online. I just wish people could like me. Me. Not whatever this is. Fuck. What am I doing? I gotta get to work. Please call me back when you listen to this. Or like, don't, and pretend this never happened, because yeah, this is really pathetic, isn't it? I love you, Achilles. And you too, Pat. If you're listening, I hope you're not. This is so embarrassing. Bye.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, Alex. You're actually just the person I wanted.
Not now, Hermes.
To see, and what's the matter?
Nothing.
Sure. Do you wanna?
Don't wanna talk about it. Why are you even here?
Excuse me. Hey! Excuse me! Hey! You! Excuse me!
Coffee run for legal. Maybe. It's my way into the team. Ugh, God. Oh, okay. I heard it. Just then. Yeah. I'm realizing how pathetic that sounded.
Hey! Do either of you know Eurydice?
No fans unless you're on the tour.
No. I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm a fan, but not that way.
Orpheus Anapollo. I'm looking for my girlfriend.
Sorry, but if we let everyone in here who said they were a friend of a signed celebrity, we would meet full capacity.
Wait. Orpheus? You're not what I picture.
Thanks.
You're looking for Eurydice?
Yes. She hasn't answered my texts, my phone calls, anything. It's not like her. When she gets like this in work mode, she gets in a bad spot. And plus with the media thrown in, and Echobox talking about her, I just want to make sure she's all right.
Well, we can't let anyone beyond here without an ID, so...
Hermes, I got this.
Alex, you're really not just going to let him walk right in and do what...
Hermes, I can't let you back, but I can check on her for you. Let her know that she needs to give you a call. Is that good?
No! That's what the last intern did, and nothing happened! I need to see her myself!
I'm Zeus Olympus assistant. Not an intern, thank you.
Eurydice!
What is he doing?
Hey, I can't let you back there!
Then let me in or stop me! Eurydice!
What? Oh, Hermes! Do something!
Do what?
I don't know. Get security before your dad finds out.
Okay, wait. Okay, fine. Stay right here, okay? Mm.
Jesus. Ow.
Let go of me. Hey! I'm just trying to see my girlfriend!
Take him outside. Get back to work, everyone.
Did you just let him wander inside, Alex?
No! I got trampled, Mr. Olympus.
I'll have him charged with battery.
Don't. Sir, I'm okay. I'm used to it.
You.
Hades.
Mr. Olympus to you. After all, you just barged in here, trampled over my brother's assistant, and disrupted the entirety of Olympus Records. Do you know how much time, energy, and money you just wasted?
Just let me see Eurydice, and I'll go!
Aristotle and Socrates give me patience.
I know how Olympus Records works. It's like what Echo says. You're all vampires that suck the living daylights out of anyone with the effing smithereens of talent.
You force your way into the office, disrupt my employees, trespass, battered poor Alexandra here, and commit libel against the Olympus name.
You don't scare me, Hades.
And you don't know when to fucking quit, do you?
Escort him out back. I just made room in my very tight schedule to leave you some parting advice, kid. Leave us.
I just found someone. Where did he go?
With Hades? Question. Does the officer have a back entrance, other than where the drugs load in?
No. Why? You're not trying to sneak your sister in again, are you?
No. If she wants to break in here, she's 100% on her own.
Right, then why?
Because Hades is taking Orpheus out the back. Here, I brought some napkins too while I was up there.
Thanks, Alex. Where's your drink?
Oh. Yeah. Let me go grab that. Sorry, those napkins... distracted me. This place is really nice.
Yeah, my Starbucks gold card went away with my Olympus Records deal, so, you know, why not put my dollar towards a place like this?
Expand your coffee palette.
Exactly. So, what's up with you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know. Trying not to strangle your family during the day, and trying not to strangle my own after hours. the usual.
So, what I'm hearing is that worlds will collide the second Daphne is invited to an Olympus Rager?
Knock on wood.
A little birdie told me one of mine snuck into Olympus Records.
Carmies.
Alex, I feel like I need to warn you.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what happened between Orpheus and Hades, but Orpheus returned today with some pretty nasty bruises.
Oh my god.
I know. He's okay, but just be careful, Alex. Olympus Records really hates the hunters or any competition, and I don't know what my family's thinking, but please don't put yourself in danger for me.
Trust me. I don't think Hades is going to beat me because we had coffee together.
I know. I'm just worried about you, and I'm worried about Eurydice, too. Keep an eye on her for me, okay?
Welcome back, bitches. Settle up. We have a lot to cover today, but it's not about the Olympians. They had their time in the spotlight. I'm done with them. Aren't you done with them? We need some new players to enter. Like the hunters. Also, I'm going to be more positive. Because I have the capacity to be more positive. Contrary to popular belief, I'm a nice person. Sometimes. To people who deserve it. Anyway, today we're talking about the hunters. Remember when Artemis defected and started her own indie record label? I sure do. If you don't, I'll refresh your memory. Artemis and Apollo were dragged around the world by Zeus until Artemis decided to forge her own path. She started the hunters in the position to Olympus Records, giving the power to the artists instead of the rich guys at the top. Through crowdfunding and Kickstarter, she was able to come out with her debut solo album, which came with crucial acclaim. And more artists began to drift away, from daydreaming about joining the ranks of Olympus Records to instead link arms with Artemis and her hunters. Cut off from that is money and success. I'll say she did good for herself. And others affected too, like Andromeda and Perseus. Funny how all of Zeus' queer children left the record. Don't think Olympus Records followed the guidelines surrounding their diverse and inclusive company slogan that's paraded around social media in June. Unless you count Apollo, but I think his pink money doesn't work very well. Speaking of being paraded around, I would say that if a woman doesn't want to be found, it means she doesn't want you anymore. But exceptions to every rule exist, and Orpheus might just be the exception. As you can probably guess, I've been keeping tabs on both Orpheus and Eurydice. What can I say? Every Hollywood love story is as glamorous and trashy as it is tragic. Orpheus apparently made a little appearance at Olympus Records yesterday. Multiple witnesses saw him break inside the inner sanctum of the record label, trying to find his beloved. Apparently, his songbird wasn't answering his texts or calls. Maybe that's because she's currently trapped in the upper levels of the label in the recording studio. I heard some rumors that she's under lockdown until either her next single hits the charts or she goes viral on TikTok. So far, it's been, what, 4 days? No one outside the producers or the Olympians have seen her. So, in true Orpheus fashion, he broke in and was met with a very angry Hades. And some sources allegedly say that Orpheus left the record company with some pretty serious bruises and legal trouble. Orpheus, if you're listening, which I know you are single-handedly the stupidest person to ever challenge an Olympus. But wonderful job! We're all rooting for you if you ever decide to go toe-to-toe with Hades again. Just be smarter about it, I guess. Well, that's all for now. Keep your head down and your eyes glued to social media. I'll see you next week.
This episode stars, in other appearance, Isabella Salles as Alex / Echo, Tom Minear as Daphne, Emma Blakesley as Achilles, Brian Greene as Orpheus, Rangoon as Hermes, Frank Lopez as Hades, and Juliana Gutierrez Arango as Artemis. It was written by Isabella Salles and Corinne Swanson and produced by Corinne Swanson. The Echobox theme song was made by Beck McKellar. Dialogue cut by Mariana Marcon and audio and sound design by Giorgio Trentofolopoulou. Logo design by Lucas Eduardo Bueno and website by Andy Serdan. You can find the website transcript at our website at echoboxpod.com. Echobox is created out of love for storytelling and provided at no profit to us, but we deeply appreciate the hard work our casting crew puts into the show. If you want to help us pay them for their work, support us at our Patreon at patreon.com/echoboxpod. If you liked the episode, don't forget to share it with a friend and spread the word of Echo. It really helps us grow. Thank you for listening. See you next time we open the Echobox.